Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WYNNBet.com to get started today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash in their over-under game. Just head over to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Yes, sir. We are back for another episode. Tuesday, whatever today is. I'm not good with dates. That's Moonoff's thing. But we have a huge WNBA slate. I'm your host, really real, feeling real, Terrell Furman Jr. I got my guy with me, my co-host for the WNBA Gambling Podcast, Scott Reichel. Scott, what's going on with you today?
Nothing much. Looking forward to going through a pretty big WNBA card. I know that I am up on the season, but I've still yet to hit a lock. I believe we were both only hitting dogs, and now you finally hit a lock. So I got to hit one at some point, right?
And it's terrible to be up on the season, have a good record ATS, and not hitting your locks. Your most confident plays are not going. It's so frustrating. But we're going to turn that around, and hopefully we're five straight dogs, Scott. I'm on five straight dogs. That's ridiculous. So I still got the dog bone with me. We'll see if I can keep it going for a big – we got a big slate here, a lot of games to choose from. Well, big for the WNBA. But before we talk about that, let's talk about WinBet. Make sure you get down on WinBet's bet $50, win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets, plus the WinBet Casino is offering you a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And of course, get involved with the same game parlay feature. Build your own bet. $20 free bet when you win, lose, or push a three-leg build-your-own-bet parlay between Thursday and Saturday. So make sure you use that to take advantage of the NBA playoffs. So much to choose from. Visit WYNNBet.com to get started today. Offer subject change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where a playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, Scott. I'm excited because we can – like, this is legitimately something to work with. We've been having two games, maybe a three game, sometimes a one game. This is a five-game slate of action. Let's get right into it and talk about our team, the New York Liberty, facing off against the Connecticut Sun. The Liberty are at home, and they are – they're getting 8.5 in a rematch from earlier in the season where I had the Liberty. I made the Liberty my dog and they cashed. Are we taking the Liberty again against the Sun? 8.5 for somebody that lost the team already is a lot, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty offensive of a line. However, if you look at how the first game unfolded, Connecticut probably should have won the game. They shot 23% from three. They outscored the Liberty. I believe it was 44-17 in the paint. And the Liberty, as we talked about earlier this season, they've been getting crushed on the interior because they can't really rebound. They can't stop anybody in the paint. So if Connecticut even shoots decently, the Connecticut should end up getting the job done. Not to mention the fact that the Liberty also shot 40% from three in the opener. So you might expect a little bit of regression there for the Liberty. It does seem like a lot of points, but the truth is the Liberty really have not looked very good this season. So I do think you can make a case for Connecticut to be motivated to get back on track here. I'm kind of torn on this one, but I guess I would blindly have to lean to the Liberty just because of the fact that it's a pretty big differential to go from up two to losing by nine. So I think I'm going to go with the Liberty at home. I don't feel great about it, but I do think the line does seem a little bit too heavy on Connecticut being on the road. You?
I am...
The Liberty aren't very good, so it's pretty tricky to fully analyze this number, but...
They're not. Their only win of the season came against the Sun team in their first game of the season. But this is a team that now has Laney back. So you would think they'd be a lot better, but they're just not. They're still struggling scoring the basketball, and this is what you were talking about earlier in the season, that you thought that they would find struggle scoring the basketball. And, you know, they came out that next game, had 50 points, and then they go play a Dallas Wings team who probably is a little bit better defensively than people give them credit for, and, you know, only come out with 71 points against the Connecticut Sun team that is known typically for their defense, and they've been really good, you know, for the majority of the season. They helped the Sparks to 60 points the last time out to get their first win. That could have been just, you know, beginner's luck, you could call it, first game of the season, jitters or anything like that. I think Sabrina Ionescu is still going to have a pretty solid game. I think Natasha Howard can be very decent, but I don't know if it's going to match up with Jaquel Jones and, you know, this roster that, well, you got Thomas and Carrington. I don't know if it's going to match up. So I'm going to go with the 8.5 is a lot.
I was going to say, it's a lot for a road team. Like, if this number was 6.5, I would take Connecticut. But it's also tough because you can't tell if they might be one of those teams that's just very good at home and very bad on the road. That remains to be seen. So
I'm going to go with Connecticut.
Okay.
And hopefully they're not like that, but I just think that they have to do something. They have to do something different. And so I'm hoping that they come in here and they don't underestimate this Liberty team and, you know, get their second win of the season, because they've only played two games up to this point.
Yeah.
All right. Total set at, hold on, I just had it. 157.5. So I'm pretty sure it was way higher in that first matchup.
Yeah, it was.
What do you have here?
Total in this one, I'm going to go with the over. Connecticut shot terribly from three in the first game. I think that improves, but they can still generate a lot of pressure in the paint. So I do think that Connecticut should get some decent looks throughout. The Liberty's guards did give Connecticut a lot of problems in the first meeting. I don't see that going away. I'm going to lean to the over. I think Connecticut can get into the mid.
It opened at 162 the first time. Now it's at 157.
I think Connecticut can get into the mid 80s. So I do think that I think it's possible for them. So I'm going to the over.
If don't score at all, then it's
They scored against Connecticut in the first meeting, so I don't know.
Yeah, and they're at home. Yeah, I'll go over too, because they're at home. They may be able to put the ball in the basket a little bit better. All right. Let's move on to one of the hottest teams in WNBA right now, the Atlanta Dream. On the road, playing the Indiana Fever in Indiana, -1 for the Dream, 159 on the total. And, I mean, this is all about Ryan Howard for me. She has been nothing short of amazing since being drafted and coming into the WNBA. Already has a 30-point game in her first four games. There's a very small list of people that have done that before. I think this Dream team is for real.
Defined for real. Like a playoff team that's going to lose in the first round kind of thing?
A playoff team that could even upset someone in the first round. I don't think that they...
Well, the first round single elimination, so they could win.
No, they changed it. It's now best out of
three. Oh, they did?
Okay. Yeah, they changed it this offseason. It's best out of three now. So I think they could upset somebody in the first round and, you know, potentially meet their match in the second round, but... This Dream Team looks – they look the part. They look the part. And even though this Indiana team is scrappy, I think that they're giving them a little bit too much credit for how well the Dream have been playing for the over the course of this season. I love the Dream getting minus one. I think this line is way, way too short.
I even found a pick 'em. I love the Dream in this spot. Indiana might be missing Nelissa Smith, who is questionable, and Smith is either the best player or the second best player. But when you're averaging 13 and 10 and you might not play and your team isn't very talented to begin with, I'm going to go with the Dream because the Dream are healthy and they've looked like the better team up to this point. Now, I do know that these teams ended up facing off against each other recently. The Dream just beat the Fever on the road, so you might argue that Indiana might be motivated for the immediate revenge factor. But if you're going to be missing your best player, I'm not interested. So give me the Dream.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's going to – if you're on the Fever and you think the Fever have a good game, it's going to have to be on Kelsey Mitchell and what she can do. As you were talking, as Nelissa Smith is probably the second best player, maybe. Kelsey Mitchell is definitely the first best player. She's already averaging 22 points per game, 42% shooting on this season. And the issue with Ryan Howard really is you would just like to see her field goal percentage go up a little bit more. But other than that, she's been absolutely amazing. I'm excited to see Ryan going up against Destiny Henderson. I think that if you talk about what is a reason that the Fever could come out on this, Destiny Henderson could put the straps on Ryan Howard. She's put the straps on a lot of great first round picks in the WNBA over time at South Carolina. So that could be the issue here. And if you're going with Indiana, I really do think Destiny Henderson is going to make this a little bit difficult for Ryan Howard, but I'm looking forward to other people everywhere else trying to have a better impact than that first game. Ryan had 33 that first game. So now that she's got everybody's attention, I think that this can open up some lanes for Erica Wheeler. I think that Coffee could come in and have another big game. She had 14. And if Ari McDonald can give them anything off the bench, then that's going to be something really, really big for them. So, yeah, I gave you the reasons for the Fever, if you like the Fever, but I'm on the Dream. I think the Dream get it done here. That's probably one of my favorite plays right there on the slate.
Do you think with Smith out, do you think Howard is the best player on the floor?
I think it's between Howard.
It's between Howard and Mitchell. I'm just asking.
I think it's between Howard and Kelsey Mitchell. I'll give it to the vet and Mitchell for a little bit. But Ryan Howard.
But I think it's close.
Yeah, it's close. Like it's not something where it's like one's up here, one's down there. No, it's very, very close. All right, let's move over to the Washington Mystics, also 3-1, playing the Dallas Wings, who are 2-1 on the season already. Washington's laying 2.5, line opened up at 1.5, 161 on the total. Washington Mystics are still going to be without Natasha Cloud, even though she came back from COVID protocols.
Well, she is technically questionable, but let's just say it's unlikely.
They said she's not playing. Yeah. I think I saw it yesterday. It says she's not playing in Dallas for conditioning, and she'll be back Friday, I believe. So, with that being said, are you still on the Mystics here?
Well, the Mystics just played against the Wings, a couple of immediate rematches today, and the Wings won the game. That was back on the 13th. They played a game in between, or at least the Wings did. The Mystics did not. But I have a hard time back in the Mystics without Natasha Cloud, because Cloud's averaging 18, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. And the Wings guards really did whatever they wanted in the last meeting. It was close. The Mystics turned the ball over 21 times, which is inexcusable. But when you're missing your star point guard, I do think that actually does make some sense, because they were all out of sorts without Natasha in the lineup. I am going to go back to the Wings, though, at home. I think that even though the Mystics are a good team that could be looking for immediate revenge, if you're missing a player who has the ball in her hands that often, I do think that her being out again is going to hurt your overall offensive continuity. I'm going with the Wings. They're healthy. They still have some solid players in the backcourt with Gray and Agumbawale. Give me the Wings at home. I think that they're being a little bit disrespected here.
Yeah, slightly. I agree. I think I'm going to still go. I'm going to come back on the Mystics, though, with this. You know, we just played this team. You had the time. Yeah. You had the time to look over the film and prepare. You knew that you weren't going to be without Natasha Howard for this next game. So it's not like
Cloud.
This is a shock. I mean, Cloud. Yeah. This is Cloud. So it's not like this is a shock for you. And I just think that the turnovers get better. I don't think that they have as many turnovers, even though this Wings team is really good defensively. I feel like that is a change for them this season. So Hines Allen really wasn't too much of a factor. And between Clark Atkins and the Don, I still think that they have a really good core. And I'm telling y'all, Shakira Austin is going to break. Like, she's going to break out and have a crazy game one of these games. It's going to be like, she's legit. She's here to stay. I like this Mystics team. I think they bounce back and, you know, steal a game from Dallas on the road after Dallas upset them at home. So yeah, give me the Mystics here at -2.5. I like that.
Okay.
And I like the under in this game. I think this is going to be a little bit more defensive of a game than the first time out. The Wings are probably locking a little bit more defensively at home, and I think that the Washington Mystics is going to be up for the challenge. So I like
the under as well. It's pretty trappy when the last meeting lands 180 and this total's around 160.5.
Yeah.
It seems like bait. I'm going to take the under.
Yep, I agree. All right. Moving on, we have the Phoenix Mercury playing the Las Vegas Aces. Aces laying 8.5, 170 on the total. So, first time out, the Mercury got absolutely smoked by the Aces. It wasn't even close. Are we buying into that on the Aces' part, or are we fading it, saying the Mercury got to come out and put up a better showing?
Well, we have to segue that because the Mercury have played 3 games, but only against 2 teams.
Yep.
Is Seattle good? Because both these teams ended up beating Seattle, and I still think Breonna Stewart, of course, and Lloyd and Sue Bird and company are still one of the best teams in the league. But the Mercury took care of business back-to-back times. Do we think Seattle's good? Because if that's the case, then we think the Mercury are underrated.
I think Seattle really didn't have a fair shot to say, because versus the Mercury and the Storm, they were without. I mean,
Mercury,
both games against the Mercury, they were without Breonna Stewart.
Yeah,
but and that first game against the Aces was competitive for about a half.
And Stewart did play in that game.
Yeah, but I think the Aces are really good. So
yeah.
I don't think that that's a. I think that is just. I think the Aces are on a different tier. Honestly,
well, that was kind of my point. My point. Yeah, that was going to be my main point. Was that just because you beat the same team doesn't mean necessarily the circumstances are the same? And you touched upon it that Breonna Stewart, who's the best player on the team, arguably in the league, former MVP winner, did not play. So I do think that those wins against Seattle are a bit fraudulent. It's not the Mercury's fault. I mean, you play who's in front of you, but I do have to at least acknowledge that the Mercury's resume is a bit inflated because when you beat a top 3 team, but they're missing their best player, then it's equivalent to beating a top 6 team? Because Stewart's that valuable to that team.
Yeah.
So I am going to go with the Aces here. I know they screwed us once before, but the Aces are still the best team in the league. I don't think it's very close. And I do think that the main issue the Mercury ran into was defense. They really just could not guard Vegas in the first meeting, and Vegas dropped over 100 on them. Give me the Aces. I think they'll do pretty well here. And I also am going to lean to the over. I know that it's intimidating, a total of 170, but the first meeting ended up landing 194. So I'll live with the over. Give me the over.
I am going to go the opposite way.
Okay.
I'm going to take the points with the Phoenix Mercury because I have to assume that they come out here and have a better showing against the Las Vegas Aces. Even though I do think the Aces are one of the best teams in the league, I don't think the Mercury are bad. They still have some world beaters on that team. And this time out, they're going to have Diamond DeShields out there, and that's a really big addition for them. So that's another depth piece, and that's – that's really big for them to have her back on the squad. And so
I like the over for pace purposes. These teams just want to run.
Yeah, I think I definitely love the over. And I think Deonna Taurasi has a better shooting day. She was 3-for-11 in the first matchup, and she normally kills the Aces, to be honest. Like, she normally just gives them straight buckets, yo. So, yeah, give me a better Deonna Taurasi game. I think Tina Charles would be more dominant inside. And Diamond DeShields isn't something that I'm going to overlook. I think they could at the very least make it close. Give me 8.5 with the Phoenix Mercury. And I like the over as well.
And my favorite play is going to be the over.
Yep. All right. Last game on our slate, we have the Minnesota
that sums up their team so far this season.
It has, though. It has. The Minnesota Lynx at the Los Angeles Sparks. Sparks are laying 7.5, 160.5 on the total. Lynx still chasing that first win. What you doing?
It's a tough spot for me because the Sparks have looked underwhelming the last two games, but they're four games in. They've yet to play a home game. So now they're finally showing up at Crypto.com Arena. It's going to take a while to get used to that name, but that's what it is now, so we've got to accept it. And you're looking at the Lynx. This team is 0-2 on the road. They're 0-4 overall. You're looking at the two road losses. They lost to Seattle by 23, and they lost to Indiana by 6. Minnesota has looked awful in general, and the Sparks in their first home game following two losses, I do like the spot a lot for Los Angeles. I'm going to go with the Sparks. I think they show up for their first home game of the season. It's long overdue. I think it pays dividends. Give me the Sparks.
So
it's a lot of points, but a team's first home game this far into the season, I do think has some merit.
Which it's funny because I know why they had to wait so long for this home game. And it's funny because the two other teams that they had to wait for didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because that's the reason they had to wait this long. Like, they were like, all right, well, these guys are going to be in the playoffs, so we're going to have to maneuver the schedule around because...
Well, nobody expected the Kings to make the playoffs, so they had to do some rescheduling.
And so, yeah. I think I'm going to Lynx here, man. I know I picked the Sparks to win it all, but they're just not – they're not there yet. They're not there yet. They're coming off back-to-back games where they couldn't get over
– Oh, they were rough. They were really bad.
Yeah, they were really bad against the Dream and the Sun. And now you got a Lynx team that is sitting here four games in. You're like, all right, we need a win. And they're desperate. They're desperate. They're going to go out there. They're going to give the Sparks everything they have. You don't know if the Sparks are underestimating them a little bit in this game or not. And, I mean, the Sparks are 0-4, but – I mean, the Lynx are 0-4, but who's on deck in a Commissioner's Cup game as well? Sparks got four Commissioner's Cups game in a row coming up. But the Seattle Storm on deck, and I know it's a little bit of a look ahead there. You got the first home game against the Lynx, then you got to go right back on the road for another two games.
Do you believe there are look ahead spots for the Commissioner's Cup, or do you think it's just survive in advance?
I think it's a bit of a look ahead, especially if you're looking at playing one of the worst teams in the league, and you're like, oh well, we got the Storm coming up in Seattle.
Yeah,
that's not easy.
I'm just not sure if there are look at spots when you're in the middle of a two-game losing streak yourself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right.
Because you just want the win at that point.
I'm gonna pull a villain move, and I'm gonna go with the Lynx. I think the Lynx go out here and potentially get their first win. I really would have thought that this, even though the Lynx are 0-4, I really would have thought this been a lot closer. And so it's basically value for me. I know for a fact I love getting 7.5, but that money line is really, really juicy when I think that this spread should probably be about 3, maybe 4.
Yeah, I was going to say 4 would make sense, but I do think that Liz can match up with with Sylvia. So I do think that you're looking at a spot where I don't think the Lynx have many plan Bs because Collier's still out, they're still shorthanded, and the Sparks still have a couple of other options. So I do think that if Liz and Sylvia can cancel each other out, then I do think that the Sparks have a huge advantage. Now, I will give Fowles props because she went absolutely off in her last game at 26-14. So maybe she might just put the team on her back, but we'll see. 26-14 followed up by 16-11. So she has been getting really just solid production for this Lynx team. But I think that the Sparks will overcome it. I'll go with the Sparks.
All right. I think this is over. I think this is over game. I think it's a lot of points scored here.
I think it's tricky, though, because the Sparks can't score, but the Lynx can't guard anybody.
Yeah, and I think that the Sparks are going to have a little bit – because there's some size to this Minnesota team. I think that they're a little bit of trouble with this. They're probably going to throw off – it's going to take some in-game adjustments from Derek Fisher to match up with the sets that the Lynx throw at them. And I'm not 100% certain that he's going to make those adjustments. So that's another reason for my concern.
I think the game for me is I think it's going to come down to Jordan Canada. I just think Canada has a good enough game to get the cover for the Sparks.
I love it. I love it. Canada's having a great season thus far. All right. You know, on to Sleeper, where we know they're the fastest growing fantasy platform, and you probably have a fantasy league. I use it for mine. I play my Dynasty League up there. And now you can make money on Sleeper with their new over-under game. Super simple. This is all you do. Choose two or more players from basketball, baseball, and pick their over-under. Points, hits, whatever you want to do. And then you choose the amount of money you want to enter in the contest, and you can win anywhere from 2 times to 20 times the amount of money you put in. Super excited about Sleeper over under because now I can join my buddy's contest. I'm in the SGPN league, and so I can go against Ryan, go against Sean, go against Moonoff, go against Scott, go against all those guys that are in there. They can see what I'm playing, and they can copy it because I'm about to give out winners. I've been sleeping hard, and I'm about to wake up on Sleeper and go on a run. And it's about to happen tonight. I'm trying to tell you, it's tonight. So you better get in there, copy my picks, go ahead, get a win, because it's happening tonight. So stop what you're doing, download the Sleeper app, and play their new over-under game. So this is what we have for you. You join our group, sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100, just like that. 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. Make sure you go, and it's actually sleeper.com/SGPNBA. So that's the code, and that'll give you the 100% off. Sleeper.com/SGPNBA. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens AG1 supplement. This stuff is a delicious. It gives you 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. Look, you can get all the energy you need, recovery, focus, aging, everything. And it costs you less than $3 a day. And it's so much cheaper than your cold brew habit. Look, they have over 7,000 five-star reviews. And to make it easy, they're going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, athleticgreens.com/SGP. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Health is wealth, people. And after you take care of your body health, take care of your internet health with IP Vanish. They are going to absolutely make sure you're protected. So hackers and all these guys are getting your private data, details, passwords, communications, browsing history, even your location. You can hide all of that with IP Vanish, virtually invisible online, and you can use it on unlimited devices without sacrificing speed, like your tablet, computers, phones, even your Fire Stick. So look, IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan to our listeners. 30-day money-back guarantee. It's like getting 9 months for free. Super easy to use. All you have to do is tap the button and you're instantly protected. Stop sharing everything with the world and tap into IPVanish. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. Claim your 70% savings with promo code SGP. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. All right, Scott, it's time for our lock and dog. What are you doing?
So for the lock, I'm actually going to go with a high total that I still like. It's going to be the over in the Mercury and Aces game. I found a 169.5. I'm going to take the over because you saw the first meeting end up landing, well, in the 190s. And on top of that, Phoenix didn't even shoot that well. Phoenix only shot 45.2% from the floor and 25% from three. and they still scored 88 points. Now, the Aces did shoot the lights out, so I will expect some regression there, but I still expect to see the Aces get somewhere into the 90s, and I still expect the Mercury to potentially be pushing the mid-80s as well. So for that reason, I like the over. I think the game gets into the high 170s, low 180s. So I'll take the over on that one.
All right. What are you doing for your dog?
So the dog part is tricky because there are a couple of candidates in this one. But for my dog, I am going to go back to the Wings here. I have a hard time trusting the Mystics without Natasha Cloud. They might look better in the immediate rematch spot for them, but they turn the ball over a bunch and they're still missing their starting point guard. I do think the Wings will be motivated to get their first home win of the season. We saw that no-show at home against the Dream in the opener. I think they'll come out. I think that Agumbawale should play well, and I do think this game should be close, but I think that the Wings will do enough on the perimeter to get the job done. Give me the Wings on the money line at around plus 120, give or take.
Yeah, all right. For my lock, I'm going with the Atlanta Dream at a pick. It's minus 110.
That was my runner-up option.
Yeah, so. I like the Dream. I think the Dream are for real. I think they're legit. I think while this Indiana team is scrappy, I don't think that they're at where the Dream is at. The Dream are very solid defensively. I think they're going to give them some trouble. And if Ryan Howard can get going like she did in that 30 piece that she gave him, it's going to be a long day. So give me the Atlanta Dream. I think they get it done again on the road against the Indiana Fever for my lock. And for my dog, I'm going with the Windless Cats, the Minnesota Lynx, plus 280. This is purely a value play. Purely a value play. I think that this line should probably be around 3 or 4. I love getting 7. And so if I'm getting a plus 280 money line, I'll take a stab at it against the Los Angeles Sparks here. All right. That's it. That was good. And we got you in and out quick. That's what happens on WNBA podcast. We try to get you the picks, the winners. Scott, we're on a roll with the dogs, but we got to pick it up with the locks.
Yep.
We got to pick it up with the locks. It's going I wouldn't be surprised if somebody actually fades our locks. Think just parlay fading our locks with our dogs, and you might have a pretty good day. That's how
it sprinkle seems it on the money line. It turns into a double dog.
Yeah. Oh. Woo, the insiders. All right, Scott. Anything else you got to tell people before we get out of here?
Not really. Looking forward to a pretty eventful card here. Of course, you still have the start of the NBA playoffs for the conference finals. I know that we did a podcast on game one of the Eastern Conference game of the Heat Celtics series yesterday. So if you want some NBA coverage, we got you covered there. But I'm looking forward to a lot of basketball today.
Me too. I am doing the same. All right. Everybody, make sure you download the SGPN app, all of our picks and podcasts, WNBA picks coming very soon, I heard. Also, make sure that you join the Slack channel, sg.pn/Slack. And if you're not already subscribed to the WNBA Gambling Podcast, please subscribe, leave us a like, a review, all of that stuff, 5-star reviews, say some good words. All means a lot. We're trying to grow this, people. We're trying to grow it. I told you I want to be at 100 people in the WNBA Slack, hashtag WNBA at sg.pn/Slack. We're at 33.
On our way.
We were at 29.
We started at 0, so you know you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, no, we're at 32, so we're at 32 now. So let's keep that going. I want to get the community going. You're gonna need something to bet on over the summer, people. You're gonna need something to bet on over the summer. So that's it. I have nothing else to say, and I don't know how I'm gonna end the podcast. So I'm gonna end it like this. We are out.